Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're now joined on air by Chris Loker, who is the founder of Water Financial, and the conversation today revolves around pensions. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Chad. I'm just upset. I missed that.
Well, I can tell you one thing. We're so lucky we don't have a web broadcast because my rhythm isn't that great, but we literally were bopping around studio.
Good news.
So moving on to the all-important subject, and I cringe when I talk about this, and I think to myself, sure, at what age am I going to live until? But yeah, it's an important question. Do you think South Africans have saved enough for their pensions?
Yeah, Chad, it's a complicated answer, but in summary, I'd say no. People are inadequately prepared for increased longevity, higher medical costs, and the fact that markets haven't kept pace with inflation. So short answer is no, and unfortunately, we're woefully unprepared.
Oi. Okay. The short answer is the answer that we weren't hoping to hear, but it's the reality. And I think we hide away from the fact that this is the inevitable. We are going to get older. There is this longevity issue. We've seen people living longer, and we don't want to become a burden on our children, or in my case, my nieces and nephews. I hope they're listening. But what do we do? How do we get out of this trap we find ourselves in? And is it too late if one's reached a certain age? I'm not talking about retirement age. I'm talking what is the age that we need to start worrying about if we don't have something in place?
Yeah, Chad, look, I mean, not to be too depressing about it. The reality is action has to start today. You know, it's that old adage of when is the best time to plant a tree 30 years ago? When is the second best time today? And the same is true of savings. You know, we have to start immediately. And it's a very simple equation. It's a function of income versus costs, and whatever left needs to go to savings. So you have three variables, three levers of control, and one has to exercise those levers of control as soon as absolutely possible. And that means cutting costs, increasing income if you have the ability to, and taking the remainder and saving it.
Yeah. So what kind of savings can people look to be making? Where can we start cutting down? Because right now we left with a predicament where we know there's an increase in the cost of living. We know there's an increase in the repo rate, which if we bondholders impacts on us. Petrol is going to create an increase across the board. So where must we start looking? Because I'm beginning to realize that a lot of people think of their retirement as a grudge payment, and it shouldn't be that.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think that's the age and stage in life where you want to be comfortable and you want to be, I can't say worry-free. I don't think any part of life is completely worry-free, but you certainly don't want to be stressing about finances, particularly when you reach a stage of life where you're unable to influence your income. So in later stages of life, if you're not able to generate more income, your only variable left is your costs. So, and we can talk for a second about that. But I think the biggest gift that you can give to your kids is to teach them about financial management as early as possible, and to also teach them about entrepreneurship, because that's the other externality, is that people used to rely far more on the state. And it's not just in South Africa where that's no longer the case, you know, whether it be from medical to education to security to retirement pension, we increasingly have to be self-reliant. So, and that means there's a degree of obligation that vests upon us as individuals. So I think the only thing that I would add to that is that from a cost perspective, I think that they're very often lazy costs. So those are costs that have accumulated over a passage of time. You know, if you think of something like, I don't know, security, home security, maybe you've been with the same provider for 10 or 15 years. Maybe you haven't shopped around and checked to see if you can get a better rate. Same is true of medical aid. Same might be true of car insurance. Probably is true of short-term insurance. Probably true of life insurance. So there's all these costs that are seemingly not significant in their own right, all just coming off monthly off your debit orders, but those often are lazy costs, and that's where you can start. So there's within those levers of controls, there's actions that one can take immediately.
Well, thank you for that advice, and it's something I'm definitely going to be looking at. It's month end, and having a look at those debit orders and seeing what one's paying, look for better prices, shop around, don't just be in that mundane trap. Chris, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure, Chad. Thank you for having me.
Chris Loke is the founder of Water Financial, and he was chatting to us about what we need to do to save for pensions.